Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 63rd verse. Tan nimitta maravyaja maravyaja graha rasta vichetana vichetana tam tam eva eva manasa manasa jayan jayan Sadharmat, Sadharmat, Viraram, Viraram, Ha, San Nimitta Smaravyaja, San Nimitta Svarajaja, Graha Grasto Vichetana, Graha Grasto Vichetana, Tam eva manasa jayan. Tam eva manasa jayan. Sadharma dhiraramha. Sadharma dhiraramha.
Tannimitta smaravyaya. Grahastha vinirataha. Samiva Manasa Vyayan Sadharma Bij Ramaha. So, the one word is very significant in this connection. Grahaprastha means Grahaprastha means ghostly haunted or influenced by bad stuff. Grahagrasa. Sometimes it comes. We are always grahagrasa in this material world. It is a bad combination. Well, we can see quietly, you know. Mukitsarnaha. Mayakrasta jive sei gatha upujo. Pisati, ghostly haunted, or inspired by the wicked, when one becomes so, mukitsarnaha. He becomes bewildered and his intelligence becomes that is the condition of all living entities within this material world, in different degrees. Everyone is ghostly haunted. And what is that ghostly haunted? That ghostly haunted, tamminita maravya. This Ajani has seen one Sudra and one Sudrani while embracing, kissing, loving, enjoying lusty affairs. So, he began turning himself by seeing the activities of the Sudra and the Sudrani. Naturally, the lusty desire is there, which I explained yesterday, it is called Vidrupa Kama. The Kama lusty desire is a heart disease. So, he was infected by the heart disease, by seeing this thing. that one woman and man is embracing and meeting. So, the nature's love is so nice, are so perfect, that by seeing only, you will be infected by seeing. Pratite kriyamanani gunai karvani sar. We are put into such a position that every moment we are being affected by the three modes of machinery. Pratite kriyamanani. The pratite, the nature is working. So, as far as pratite kriyamanani. And Karanam Bhutasatna Asya Sadasat Yunijan. In this way, our transmigration from one body to another, Tathadrihantara Prati, it is due to the injection of contacting different material modes. The whole world is going on. So therefore, our business of human life is how to protect ourselves from this infection of material nature. That should be the aim of human life. Not that allow us to be infected more and more and become implicated in the cycle of birth and death, sometimes lower, sometimes higher. This is not intelligence. The intelligence is how to get out of. In the lower animal forms of life, the nature takes care. Jalayana Vulasthani, Samra, Kavinsati, Kirimayo Rudra Samkhata, from the aquatics, to the plant life and infant life and bird life and beast life. Then we come to the human life, and that is also when we come to the civilized life. We should not waste our time like animals or what. Therefore, another important thing is that who was born in India, Bharat Bhumi, they are to be considered the top. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Bharat Bhumi se manushya janma hai prasada. Janma sarthak kari karo karo. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Those who have taken birth in India, Bharat Bhumi, they should make their life perfect by understanding the basic knowledge. And the Supreme Lord Krishna comes here to teach the basic knowledge. He left Bhagavad Gita. Then, where they develop the idea of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, into Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhāsaya Brahma Sutra. So we have got this advantage, and we are giving us this advantage. First of all, the advantage is that we are born in India, and we have got the stock of knowledge left by the great sages, rishis, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are not taking advantage of it. How much foolish you are becoming by so-called education, we should understand that. It is grahagras. We are thinking that our leaders are thinking that India is becoming too much religiously concerned. They are being formalistic. No. That is not the fact. By Krishna's desire, by Krishna's need, everyone is provided. In the Vedas it says, Ekoja Bhunam Vimudhami Saha. See, the Supreme Lord is quite competent to supply the necessities of life to millions and millions of living entities. There is no question of scarcity of supply. Ekoja Bhunam Vimudhami Saha. In the forest there are millions of anytime we supply that food, prescribed supply. There is no question of overpopulation. Overpopulation, there is no question of if Krishna has overpopulation, he is competent to supply that food. But it is a major restriction when we become godless. The major trouble with India, bringing his knowing, Kumaya, Guru. That's why the flood is going on in many parts of the world. So this is due to our sinful life. Nature is punished. You cannot control. Nature is punished. Why nature is punishing? Because we are godless, that is nature's sin. The more we become godless, the more we will be punished by the laws of nature. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vaiyasya knowing mama maya virutta. You cannot say, you make many scientific plans to overcome. It is not possible. Then, how is it possible? Unless you surrender to Krishna, that is your business. Therefore Krishna mobile is saying, Sarva Dharma Purispraja, Mami Sarana. He was Brahmin, undoubtedly. That is very hitting to Maya. But you know the story of Kalida. You are young man at that time. And one man instigated a prostitute, young prostitute, to deviate with him. But she was unable. On the other hand, the prostitute began to go strong. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A non-devotee cannot surpass the stringent laws of nature. But a devotee can do that. Because a devotee is not affected by the influence of material things. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Māsa-bhāri-kārini bhakti-dūni-na-jās-sīmadhi sab-nāma-samadhi-prayana-dhamma-bhūrāya-sabhi. Anyone who is strictly engaged in devotional studies, he surpasses the influence of the laws of nature. Sab-nāma-samadhi-prayana-dhamma-bhūrāya-sabhi. He can surpass. Savanana Samasit Prayasan Brahma Vyasa. This is the only way. Otherwise, how these European and American boys learn? They're living strictly under the religion. No illicit sex, no nudity, no intoxication after drinking tea, and no bad. How they can advance? It is possible when one is a devotee, pure devotee, that is possible. So this is the example. Yajani was dressed up as a nice Brahman. but you are not still expert to become Vaishnava. Therefore, but still, the seed of Vaishnavism was there, because a Brahmana in Sreda, how to worship Vishnu, how to worship Narada, that is essential. So this God was also trained up how to worship Narada, Vishnu, and it was beneficial at the last stage of life. Sarvamaduyakta dharmasya prayatimantu dhyam. Even if you practice little of devotional study, it can save you from the greatest danger of life that actually happens in the life of Pajani. So Kalyani, in these days, especially Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult to save oneself from the infection of life. We have thought already, we have come to this material world to fulfill our lusty desires. Naturally, whenever there is any lusty activity, our heart disease immediately becomes infected. And the same thing happened to Ajami. And grahagrastha vichinda. Grahagrastha. Just like when we are haunted by a ghost capture, then we take the ghost. We are lost. Lost of our consciousness, our intelligence. He became like that. Tāne vāsatā dhyāyam. Then instead of meditating on Krishna, he began to meditate on the lusty appearance of the Sudra and the Sutra. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, the so-called meditation is a fact. Because we are always seeing this lusty appearance before our eyes. Naturally, when we close our eyes and meditate, instead of thinking of Krishna, we know, we shall think of women and other things. Therefore, it is not possible. In the Kali Yuga, it is not possible. He says that Vishnu is known. In the Satra Yuga, it was possible. Meditation on Vishnu, not on other things. But now, in this Kali Yuga, we are infected with so many lusty desires, that it is not possible. That the Shastra says, Vijayata Bhayato Vishnu Tisayana Jagato Mahayi. You can realize Vishnu, because Vishnu is the ultimate role of life. But we do not know that. Nothing is Shastra Bhatanji Vishnu. So, that Vishnu meditation was possible in the creeping, in the Satsaju, when a man is to live for 100,000 of years. And then they do. The next day, it is 10,000 of years. And then again, the next day, it is 1,000 of years. And now it is reduced to 100 years. So therefore, it is said that he says of Jayago Vishnu, Sri Sayana Jadatu Mahayi. In the Kali Yuga, he performed perfect meditation by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the recommendation of this Shastra. Not only one, but many Shastras. In the Bhagavata, it is there. Kalodosamidhiraya asti eva mahanagana. Kitanari va krishnaksa mukta samsakara prade. So, there are dangers in this material world. It is very dangerous place. Padama jata vipodam. Every step, not only spiritually, materially. Suppose you are out of this temple, there is any chance you may be dashed by Pathottara and die. So it is dangerous. Padama jata vipodam. So our motive of life should be how to get out of this dangerous position of life. How to get out of it. That should be the aim. Not that to become more and more implicated in this dangerous situation of life. That is not intelligence. The intelligence is how to get out of it. That is this movement, this consciousness movement, how to get out of this dangerous position and go back to home, back to God. This is the mission. It is not that by spiritual advancement one gets material facilities, increase the income and increase the standard of sense and life. This is karmakandari. Karma to get the result and action of our fruity life. And that is not very. They are called mula. Those who are engaged in karmakandika entanglement, they are called mula. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has commented on the word mula described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The mula means for me. For me, they work day and night very hard. What is their aim? The aim is pleasure. That is, done by animals like dogs and hogs and asses. Nāyāṁ deha dehu bhājāṁ nilopi kastāṁ kāmāṁ arahati jīvujāṁ devi. This is the recommendation, that this life, human life, I am a deha, nilo, in this, everyone has got a material body, but one has got a material body in the human society, nilo, kastan kama, na arhati, to work so hard, simply to satisfy the senses is not desired. So modern civilization means that increased activity of senses. And especially, of course, in India, still there are peacefulness. But in the Western country, from 5 o'clock in the morning, you see on the thousands and thousands of Bhagavatas, they are going to work. And they come at night. And this has begun also in India. We see in big cities like Calcutta and Bombay, they are coming early in the morning from home and going at home at night. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And then sleep for 2 or 3 hours. And again, go to work. So, there is a story that when a little child, because when father comes back, he is asleep. And when the father goes out of home, he is asleep. So, one night he saw one man, he is lying there. So he is asking his mother, who is this man? Who is this man? Actually, this is the position that we are working there in the Bombay and Calcutta, you are saying that they are hanging on the, what is called local train, and there are some kind of accidents. In this way, gradually, we are coming to very dangerous, pattern of living condition. With the advancement of the age of police, And it is said that for Arjuna's bread, we have to walk like an ant in this world. This is not civilization. The civilization is, that is really Vedic civilization, that I am a deha, nāyam a deha, nirohi, kastam kāma. We should make our life so simple and easy that we can get our necessities of life without any hard labor and take time to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. This is not perfect. There is every chance of being influenced by this lusty desire, and that is going on, especially in the Western country. There, lusty for fulfilling this lusty desire, there are so many clubs at night, night clubs, bottomless and topless, and so many advertisements. This is not civilization. Civilization is peaceful life. He should be satisfied in simple mode of life and always think of Krishna. Therefore, Vrindavan life is like that. Vrindavan life, especially those who are engaged in devotional study. So, we have opened this temple to give facility to the elderly section of the human being to come and live with us. We invite all elderly persons, especially retired persons, they should come and live with us. We have got a nice guest house, and if required, we can construct many other guest houses. At least those who are retired, everyone should retire after 50th year. That is the injunction of this house. After 50 years, one should give up family ties and Bhadam Bhadam. Sankasasam Bhadam. Bhadam means Vrindavan. Bhadam Bhadam. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj has advised, Tashkabu manne asura varsa dinna tada samudha dinna dhyam atasraha. Vidyanma sapam dhya amda kupam. Vidyanma sapam dhya amda kupam. Vanam vato jan prima prajita. Vanam vato, one should go in the vana and Vrindava. Then what to do there? Parima prajita. Otherwise he will live in Vrindava like one thing and other anything. And that will not be beneficial. Hari Mahatma, come here, be here, and take shelter of Hari. That is where we should go. Therefore, Hari personally says, Krishna, Sarva Dharma, Paritajya, Mahamitam, Dharmam, Hari Mahatma. So, we are not only inviting Indians, throughout the whole world, now we have got connections with the whole world. We invite everyone, at least after the age of 50, they should come here and Vrindavan. They should be peacefully and take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna Varana and be happy in this life and get salvation in next life. Thank you.